880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, America, welcome back to another edition of Freed on Business. We got to change that intro, Larry, because it's got the wrong call-in number. If you want to talk to Jim Freed, from now on, we've moved to the new 880 AM, The Biz Studio. We're in a real setup now, and you can call us at 305-541-2365. This week, we're going to talk about property tax appeals and the play-to-pay method. We're going to have the related groups, Carlos Rosso, talking about the Miami condo market. We're going to talk about drugs and their impact on your workplace with Patricia Junquera, MD, Doctor of Psychiatry, and our friend from U Health. We're going to have Lolly Green, MSW, talking about her positive energy minute, how every office place needs a coach. And then I'll have some prime comments at the end of the show. We'll talk about what the Heat's brain cramps mean to your business. And we'll have a little follow-up on our drugs in the workplace. And now we're going to start with some emails.
Now, where you been, baby? You got mail.
All right. Thank you, Barry White, for that introduction. Our first email is actually for Carlos. Raquel from Brickle writes, I'm a broker with lots of high-end foreign clients. Can Carlos explain his deposit system at Millicento and how that works to my benefit? The answer, Raquel, is, of course he can. We'll ask him. Carlos is going to be on at about 5:25, so stick around here on 880 AM, and Carlos will help answer the question about how his deposit program can help you make good money. Thank you, Raquel, for writing in, and Carlos will get to that. Let's see. Walter in Miami writes, I have about $10,000 and I want to buy some tax deeds. What do you think? I think you should be careful, Walter. If you've saved up all that $10,000, that's a lot of money, but I wouldn't want to put it all in one place, and that may be what it takes to buy the tax deed. You may want to pool that money with some of your friends. You may want to go and see if you can join one of the funds that does this. There's lots of people. Carlos is going. He'd like to do it, too. Well, okay, we're starting to raise money for you, Walter, so give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222, and we'll help you put some equity together to buy those tax deeds. All right, Adam in Miami writes, What's going on in Europe? Why do I care? Will the Fed take action to protect us? Well, Adam, the reason you care is because Europe buys some of our products. Europe comes over here and buys some of our condos. Carlos is nodding yes again. So we really do care what's going on in Europe for a variety of reasons. And one thing we really don't necessarily want is a real strong dollar. But that's what we're going to have if the euro starts to crash. The dollar's already strengthened against the euro, which makes Carlos's products more expensive for the Europeans. We don't necessarily want that to happen. We're cheap anyway, but we want to remain even cheaper. So we need that dollar-euro relationship to stay rather static right now, and that's a risk to all of us on a lot of exports and imports. Will the Fed take action to protect us? That's why the market rallied yesterday. Everybody stood up and said they're going to protect us. The question is, will their actions really and truly protect us? We've had three rounds of quantitative easing or other financial stimulus, and so far, we're still in, I'll say, the doldrums, to be kind. Now, here in South Florida, it's different. Here in South Florida, we've got all the financial foreign investors that are coming in, making our market just smoking hot. I got Carlos nodding again. Carlos is the man. All right, now, Steve in Atlanta writes, I just read China cut its interest rates. Another guy who wants to know, what does he care about China cutting their interest rates? Hey, China cutting their interest rates is an indication that China is starting to slip and slide. China, the last real bastion of economic stability in the world. Did I just really say that? Oh, my God. I don't think anybody would have said that 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, maybe. But yes, we do need China to be strong and stable. And with them cutting their interest rates, at least they're taking a more intelligent approach. Last time they did government stimulus, and now they have all of these shadow zombie cities out there where there's nobody living. If they could move those condos over here, wow, they might even make some money. Well, so in any event, the real problem is China has cut its interest rates. They're slowing down. The world is slowing down. That has an impact on Latin America as well, because Latin America has been having a boom because of China's increasing demand for their raw natural materials. Well, that's going down too. So if we have a pullback in China's spending across the country, across the world, there'll be impacts everywhere, including your pocketbook. Gil from Miami Beach writes, I'm concerned the charter schools are draining our public education dollars and putting them in the hands of private industry. We need more education funding for all and access for all. Gil, I agree with you. I'm not sophisticated enough to be able to address that specific issue on charter schools, but listen to us next week. We're going to have Robert Cambo on. He is a developer of charter schools. We'll keep your question here for him, but I've got to tell you, charter schools are making a difference, and I know one that Robert is developing is specifically for those that are suffering from autism. So there are all kinds of niches out there that need to be focused on, and if the public sector doesn't focus on them, you can be darn sure that the private will, and good for them. Susie in Miami writes, I'm concerned. My young associate recently confided in me that she does those bath salts on the weekends. We are regularly tested for drugs at my firm. We have significant security issues at my office, and we take all kinds of security measures. I am concerned about my friend because he always passes these tests. This is how he says he does it. I'm concerned for him and my company. Can you talk to Patricia about this? You can be darn sure we'll talk to Patricia about the types of drugs that can't be caught in the workplace, and the fact that your boss needs to know about that to protect everybody in the office. Peter from Fort Lauderdale writes, I'm waiting for the recovery to reach my home. It's still very tough. I have a decent job. I work fewer hours, but my wife has been unemployed for 6 months with few prospects. Our credit cards are way overdrawn, and I have no cash left. What should I do? Well, Peter, I'm not a lawyer, but it sounds like you need one. If you listen next week, we'll have the guys from True North Financial on. They'll tell you how you can work your problems out and still keep your head above water and moving forward, because the number one thing is to continue moving forward. They call themselves True North because they want you to move forward. All right. Now, Chuck in Jacksonville. Hey, Chuck, thanks for writing in from Jacksonville. I want to buy notes and mortgages. Can you help? Yes, Chuck, we can help. Over at the Aztec Group, we buy notes and mortgages, and we finance people that buy notes and mortgages. So give us a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Paul from New York writes, hey, first of all, Paul, thanks for listening in. You must be listening in on TuneIn Radio or on the internet, but thank you, Paul, for listening in New York. That's why I always say, all right, America. All right, Paul from New York. I love my job and where I'm at. I have a lot of debt and equity money to put out. We're closing lots of deals. Keep the positive energy up, Jimbo. I love the show. Thank you, Paul. And Paul is one of our equity sources that we work with over at the Aztec Group. Thanks for writing in, Paul. As Paul suggests, we have access to debt and equity. There is incredible pressure across the spectrum in the capital markets to put that out. If you need capital, we've got it. Give me a call. Jim Fried, 305-854-5000, extension 222. We'll be right back after this short break with Todd Jones. He will talk to us about paying to play on your property tax appeal. Do you have a lawsuit here? Back after this.
This is Hugo Perez of DataCorp. In today's fast-paced business climate, a business executive like you needs help keeping up with technology innovations that can help drive profits. DataCorp is the IT partner that you're looking for. DataCorp has been recognized as the number one ranked small business in South Florida. Our 10 years of service excellence integrating server systems got us to the top. Let us help you get to number one in your field. Make DataCorp your IT trusted advisor. Call me, Hugo Perez, at 954-671-5650. Again, that is 954-671-5650, or visit our website, www.data-corporation.com. And remember, DataCorp is powered by partnerships and driven by service.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. I'm looking for a few good partners. I invest equity with operating partners. If you have real estate transactions and need debt or equity, give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Retail, apartments, land, office, hotel, and healthcare. We are seeking operating partners in all product sectors and in locations throughout the southeastern United States. Again, call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, America, we are back. We are back with an expert in property tax appeals, Todd Jones, MAI-FRICS. He's a certified valuation expert that works with taxpayers in resolving value disputes with the property assessor. He's also advised the Florida legislature on property tax issues. We're going to discuss the play for pay concept on your tax appeal, and if you have a lawsuit brewing here. Hey, Todd, how you doing, man?
Good, Jim. How are you today?
Oh, I am just rocking. I am smoking. I am cooking like hot grease.
Excellent.
Now, what have we got here? There's this whole new thing about property tax appeals going on. The bills went out. People were supposed to appeal. Now, what's going on here? You got to put up your property taxes to appeal? You thought that was a free loan.
That's the old story, Jim. It's always been the case in Florida that to go to circuit court, you had to make a good faith payment.
Uh-huh.
But now, if, like in Dade and Broward counties, the value adjustment board cycle runs beyond April, the law now says that your petition will be denied if you haven't paid, one, all of the non-ad valorem assessments due and at least 75% of the ad valorem taxes due in order to continue your appeal because the county runs too long for whatever reason.
Now, I know that a lot of commercial property owners have been regularly appealing their taxes, and we've seen the drop in values over the past few years. I guess that must have created a backlog at the value adjustment board. This must clean things up for them, but this is bad news for the large-scale commercial property owner, it seems like to me.
Actually it's bad for everybody except for local government.
Really? What a surprise. Local government has found another way to put their hand in my pocket.
Well, you know, when you make the rules, it's easier to win the game.
Well, wait a minute now, Todd. You go up there, you consult with Tallahassee, you consult with everybody. You saw this coming. Why did they do this to us?
I hate to say this on the radio, but my understanding is that the Dade County School Board was concerned because 3% of their revenue stream was being held up by delays in the value adjustment board process.
So they put a little pressure on their representatives and their representatives.
And nobody in Tallahassee wants to fight against the schools. You know, education is an important part of our economy.
100%. I mean, we're all for education. We talk about needing good quality education accessible to all on this show. It's one of our themes.
Yeah, but is it important enough to tax people out of business?
Absolutely not. I think you have to have fairness across the board for everybody.
In today's world, under the current law structure, it's arguably cheaper to go to court. And in fact, I know clients around the state who have elected to do that rather than pony up and wait for God knows how long before they get a hearing and then get a ruling in order to get their money back. Now, here's the good news.
Yeah, what is the good news?
If you do pony up and you do get a reduction, you get a 12% interest rate on any overpayment. And a 12% rate of return in today's world isn't that bad. However,
no, that's actually pretty good, but I still don't think people want to have their investments held by government.
Well, I am in complete agreement with you on that front. It gets even worse. If you're challenging a classification or an exemption,
right?
That's either a 100% break or 0%. So there's a lot of confusion over whether to make a good faith payment, make that 75% payment or 100% payment, or not. If you lose, you're subject to a 10% penalty. for every year that it was lingering in the system.
Now let's talk a little bit about valuations for a second, Todd.
Sure.
We've seen values declining dramatically here throughout the state of Florida for a significant period of time. What do you see as far as the problems with valuation? Because, you know, the banks are requiring these appraisals to be done and in order to get a loan. And the problem is that they're sometimes including the wrong properties, sometimes not including the right properties, sometimes including too many properties. What can you put out there that people should be looking for if they're being subjected to an appraisal?
Well, if your property's not being appraised by a designated appraiser, then you got a problem right off the bat. You want somebody who's got an appraisal institute designation or an ASA designation, some professional credentialing organization. A lot of times with the banks, most people don't know that you can become a bank examiner and never have taken a course in real property valuation.
How's that possible?
Well, you got to talk to the federal government.
Okay. So we've got an inexperienced person here doing our valuation, and
checking on what's happening inside the bank in order to make sure that they're making prudent loans. The fact of the matter is that in the last 25 years, the Federal Reserve only had one MAI working for him, and he only was there for 5 years.
Wow.
So with respect to property tax valuation, most appraisers in private practice don't understand it. The definition of taxable value in Florida is kind of difficult to find if you go to the law books. It is not equivalent to market value. And then you've got the issue with the assessors. The assessor's offices use computer programs. And what they really are large statistical databases. And in residential property, where you have a lot of data points, it's easy to get a fairly accurate number. But when you get to commercial property, everyone's unique. So the definition really is unencumbered fee simple. So if your property is leased, unless those leases happen right around January 1st, they really aren't relevant. So it's very complicated, and it depends on specifics. But at the end of the day, the definition of value is what really drives the assignment.
Now, Todd, we've got a big another one of these amendments on the ballot coming up in the fall. Help me understand what this amendment four is.
A giant tax shift to homeowners.
Tax shift to homeowners.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, the realtors have been pushing this for 6 years. It's got a lot of momentum, even with the business community, and in part, I think, because people don't understand.
What are they missing, Todd?
Well, everybody pretty much agreed a few years back that Save Our Homes was not a great idea.
Right.
Because of the disproportionate tax burdens.
Right.
Well, that's bad enough with homeowners.
Right.
We're talking about expanding that failed policy to properties that compete against one another. So you have two virtually identical buildings side by side that are competing for tenants and paying completely different tax rates. So that introduces a competitive disadvantage and just makes us more and more like California.
Wait a minute now. California, the state with the absolute worst debt rating and no ability whatsoever to pay its bills and a doubling and tripling of its outstanding negative funding?
That's exactly right, and that's because local governments don't have the ability to adapt to changing economic circumstances the way we do here.
Wow. That's unbelievable. So we have our elected officials trying to help the realtors and are basically bringing a huge calamity onto the state, but they don't care because they'll be termed out by the time the tsunami hits.
I can't speak for the legislative thinking on this, but I can tell you that the realtors are the biggest lobbying group in the state. They're running commercials pushing this thing right now. And what your listeners need to understand is if you own a home, you better vote.
Oh, man, that's wild. Well, Todd, we're going to have you back when we get closer to Election Day to talk more about Amendment 4.
Sure thing, Jim.
I really do appreciate your coming on today to talk about pay-to-play and do you have a lawsuit and all that other stuff. If people want to get more specific information on your tax appeal services and how you can help them save money on their real estate, how do they get a hold of you, Todd?
Todd Jones at realadvice.pro.
Wow, I love that email. Todd Jones at... What was that?
Todd Jones at realadvice.pro.
I love it, Todd. How'd you land that?
I just got lucky, Jim.
You sure did, and I got lucky having you on the show. Todd Jones, MAIFRCS, real property expert extraordinaire. Thank you so much for being on the show, Todd. We'll have you back when the election comes around so we can talk about Amendment 4.
Thanks, Jim. Always a pleasure.
You're the best. We'll be right back with our next guest, Carlos Rosso. He's a vice president for new development at The Related Group. We're going to discuss the Miami condo market. Stick with us. This is going to be terrific.
Of Data Corp. In today's fast-paced business climate, a business executive like you needs help keeping up with technology innovations that can help drive profits. Data Corp is the IT partner that you're looking for. Data Corp has been recognized as the number one ranked small business in South Florida. Our 10 years of service excellence integrating server systems got us to the top. Let us help you get to number one in your field. Make Data Corp your IT trusted advisor. Call me, Hugo Perez, at 954-671-5650. Again, that is 954-671-5650, or visit our website, www.data-corporation.com. And remember, Data Corp is powered by partnerships and driven by service.
At the heart of medical breakthroughs are doctors who refuse to accept the status quo. There's one health system that supports their efforts like no other, providing an environment that encourages innovation and life-saving discoveries. That's why world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine practice here, literally transforming medicine as we know it. Our doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. And isn't that who you want taking care of you? We are U Health, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, America, we are back with more Freed on Business. We had to do a little shuffling around of the Freed on Business studio here so we could make sure Carlos was teed up correctly. Carlos Rosso, he is the Vice President of New Development for The Related Group. We are going to be discussing the Miami condo market. Welcome to the show, Carlos.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. First of all, let's talk a little bit about the project you guys are doing on South Miami Avenue, 1100 South Miami Avenue, appropriately enough.
Well, this is our second project in Brickell. You know, we actually launched and started already constructions on the first project, which is called My Brickell.
Oh,
it's
sure.
192 units. And this is the sequel, the second project, you know, which we launched 6 months ago, you know, and it's called 1100 South Miami, 1100. We brought a designer from Italy, Pininfarina, the designers of all the Ferraris, is doing the design of the interiors. Carlos Ott, a world-famous architect, is doing the design of the building. And the project has been a great success. It's a great location, and we are really thrilled to be able to start construction on this one, too, very soon.
Now, we had a realtor from the Brickell area that emailed me. They wanted to understand how your deposit program worked because they have some high-end foreign buyers. I know you've got high-end foreign buyers buying there because when I first talked to you on the phone, you were down in Argentina at some fancy race meeting people that were going to be buyers in the project. Now, help me understand how this deposit thing works at Millicento. It's the new way of getting things done, right?
Yeah, as the banks have disappeared from the lending side on our business, you know, we've relied a lot more on buyers to get the cash that is necessary to build these buildings. So basically, the buyer is buying at a great price, is advancing the money needed, you know, to build the building as we build the building. And with that financing in place, we are starting to develop this project. Of course, you know, it's a much slower market. You know, we are doing a lot less units than we did in the past. We are tiptoeing back again into the pre-construction market. But we're really excited because it's a great sign for Miami. Miami is back again into the mirror, in the mirror of all these buyers, foreign buyers. And it's a great, you know, it's great for jobs. It's great for the city. And it shows that all the natural attributes of Miami persist and will progress in the future as the city continues to mature.
Now, your Millicento project is a high-end, upscale, you know, top-of-the-line development. One thing makes it a little bit unusual. It's not on the water. Now, one of the things that I remember when they were doing Midtown was that they said that the views would soon become, the premium views would soon become city views. Is that what's going on?
I think that's what's going on. And Brickell today is really a 24-hour city. If you go on a Tuesday night, on a Wednesday night, you know, South Miami Avenue is packed. The restaurants are full. The crowd that lives in Brickell is a different crowd. It's not a tourist crowd. It's not people that are really to party, are hardworking, you know, Americans and Latin Americans that live in Brickell, you know, and enjoy the pleasures of banking and being an attorney during the day and love to play and have fun and shop at night. So Brickell is really becoming an urban environment where views are really not that important. What is important is the location and being able to feel the pulse of a city like Miami in a working environment, not really a party or vacation environment. It's really for the people that love Miami as a working place.
No, I just absolutely love that. And as feedback for you, I have a friend that works in a bank, lives in that area, and can't wait for you to deliver. But he is a banker, so he can't pay all cash up front. We have to get him off the fence so that he'll come finance a deal so he can buy. Now, we do have an email here. I don't know if this is something that's in your bailiwick or not, but we talked a little bit about the new construction financing and how the banks have run away. So there really isn't any new construction financing for condos out there, is there?
Right now, you know, the banks are really just lending to very few borrowers, one of us being us. You know, right now we have in our a pipeline of more or less 2,000 condominiums,
right,
different stages of development. Some are under construction, some are under not construction. 4,000 rental units that are being built, and another more or less 4,000 affordable housing units. That's what the related group as a whole is doing right now. You know, our smaller portion is the condominium, but it's one of the most important parts of the company because obviously of the revenues that it generates and the size of the projects. Since 2008, when we started after the debacle, the economical debacle, and we started to sell off, you know, all the assets that we had from banks at reduced prices, we discovered that as banks were not even giving end loans to buyers, the only buyers that were coming forward were the cash buyers. And most of these cash buyers were Latin American buyers, you know, fueled in part by the growth of China that was buying all these commodities from this country. So there's all these rich new guys being generated in all these markets that suddenly look at Miami and say it's not possible that an apartment in Miami, an apartment in my Brickell, you know, started at $150,000 when the same apartment in Sao Paulo is three times that amount. Or the same apartment in Buenos Aires is two times that amount, or in Bogota is 1.5 times that amount. So there was a disparity in values, and people saw, you know, the opportunity that the crisis generated in the U.S. You know, so we saw ourselves, you know, firsthand, the cash buyers coming in and taking back all the inventory that was left from the banks. So we said to ourselves, look, there is a pool of cash waiting out there. Miami is a great place. You know, let's sell Miami. Let's go back to them and tell them, look, we're going to give you the opportunity to buy an apartment that you don't really need now, but you're going to get the keys for a new apartment 2 years from now, save money in real estate, you know, invest in Miami. And it caught like fire. You know, people really decided that it was a good buy. And that's how we sold our first three projects. And that's why we have a pipeline planned for X amount of units, which we are releasing slowly as we think that the market can absorb it. It's a different market.
Yeah, that's great, 100%. And now my question to you is are the people that bought as investors, because that's what they really are they being able to make money or at least cover their nut enough so that they're attracted? Because at the beginning of the big crisis, it was a question whether the investors would come because you didn't know whether the renters would be there to support them. You're seeing the renters there supporting these investors, aren't you?
Yes, particularly in some markets like Brickell. You know, there were like three huge office buildings, nearly 2 million square feet of office buildings being built in Brickell, 1450 Brickell, 600 Brickell, Met 3. And all these office buildings are being filled up, you know, a lot faster than anybody thought. So there are good paying jobs, good paying companies that are relocating to Brickell. Those companies in general are paying the best rents because these buildings are new buildings. So if the companies pay the best rents, in general, they are companies that are paying the best salaries. So the people that are coming to live to Brickell are in general affluent professionals that are willing to pay high rents. So we've seen in the last 3 years an appreciation in rents in Brickell of more or less 10 to 15% per year, which gives a tremendous boost to the investor who is renting their units. That's why, you know, the Brickell market is a market that is really driven by the amount of people and high-end salaries that are relocating to Brickell, which is a little bit different than what happens on the beach, what happens in other locations. Brickell is a world of its own.
Brickell is where real working people live.
Yes. Well, we're real. Yeah. Everybody's real.
Yes, exactly right. Everybody's real. But
there's real ones pay a little bit more rent.
Yes, but they're fabulous. And the difference between them and the people on South Beach is the people on South Beach may be looking for a different lifestyle or maybe buying their condo for a different reason, I guess.
Yes, 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 yes. However, you know, we've had success also on the beach, you know, on units on the beach. We sold, you know, Apogee Beach, which is for us the smallest project that we have ever built, smallest in number of size of units, but it's the most private, you know.
It's beautiful. Unit. I've been there. I've been to parties there. I haven't seen Pat Riley in the elevator yet, but I've been there. It's an absolutely magnificent building. Your piece of real estate that you built it on is spectacular. The views are phenomenal, and the level of finish and quality of property is top of the line.
Thank you very much.
It's my pleasure. My pleasure. I love going to that place. But what's on the horizon for the Related Group?
Well, the horizon is finishing this 4,000 rental units, this 4,000 affordable housing units.
You'll be pretty busy.
And this condo units, which we think, you know, are going to be released as the months pass. And we're really excited. We think that the market is not as deep as it was before. You know, the lenders are not there. The crazy developers or doctors who became developers from one day to another have also disappeared. So we think it's a healthier market. You know, we think it's going to be a market that is not going to boom like in the past. It's not going to bust like in the past because it's mainly cash buyers that are doing this investment. So they have a much longer view on the market. You know, they're renting these units out, and we see some great additions to Miami. You know, we see Brickell City Center being developed. You know, we're breaking ground on my Brickell. The official ceremony is on the 14th, and on the 24th of June, you know, Swire is announcing the groundbreaking of Brickell City Center, which is a tremendous boost for Brickell. You know, we are seeing the port, the tunnel to the port being finished. We are seeing the Museum of Modern Art, the Perez Museum
of Art.
There
you go. I was waiting for that. Yes, the Perez Museum of Art. Thank you, George, for your cultural commitment to our community and putting your money back in. I really appreciate that. Just as somebody who grew up here and lived here and sees all the money fly out, I am pleased that Mr. Perez is putting his money back into our community.
I think that's important.
It is important.
Miami is maturing as a city, you know, and for the people like us, you know, who have been here 10 to 20 years, you know, we see it grow from a place that was really maybe considered less sophisticated before to a place where today, you know, it's not unusual to see Art Basel. It's not unusual to have hotels like the W or the St. Regis being open, things that didn't exist in the past. So there's a level of sophistication which is attracting, you know, these companies to move to places like Brickell to pay higher salaries, and this is good for everybody.
It is good for everybody. Carlos, what a terrific guest. I hope you'll come back again and talk to us again after you started coming out of the ground with your project so we can hear about your continuing successes with the Related Group.
Thank you very much, Jim, and invite me, and I'll be here anytime.
Oh, you're the best. Carlos Russo, Vice President, New Development, the Related Group. We've talked about the Miami condo market and the Related Group's view. We'll be back after this short break with Patricia Honquera, MD. She's a psychiatrist who specializes in drug and alcohol abuse. We're going to discuss things like the drugs behind the infamous attack on the homeless person in downtown Miami. Back after this, Honquera! Hi, this is Jim Fried. I'm looking for a few good partners. I invest equity with operating partners. If you have real estate transactions and need debt or equity, give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Retail, apartments, land, office, hotel, and healthcare. We are seeking operating partners in all product sectors and in locations throughout the southeastern United States. Again, call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
What does it mean when you're the first to use a patient's own stem cells to repair his damaged heart? When you're the first to develop life-saving techniques to treat a baby still inside its mother's womb? It means all at once, one health system becomes a magnet for world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine. A place where doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. That's why every year our life-saving innovations attract patients from every corner of the globe. Shouldn't we be your first choice for healthcare too? We are UHealth, the University of Miami Health System. South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, America. Before we go any further, we have to make an immediate correction. Carlos F. Russo is the president of the Related Group. I am a big dork. I apologize, but it's great for George to call it in the middle of your radio show and give you a promotion, Carlos. Fist bump to you. Thanks again. We are so sorry I called you the wrong day, but yes, well done on that promotion. We're here now with Patricia Honquera. She is a psychiatrist who specializes in drug and alcohol abuse. We're going to talk about all kinds of things here today about drugs and their impact on your workplace. It is one of the biggest problems confronting society today. And Patricia, thank you for coming back to the show so soon after you were on before. But with what's been going on in our community, I think it's important we do some myth busting.
Pleasure to be here.
All right. Now, Patricia, tell me about an email earlier in the show that talked about a young lady who suspects or knows, I guess, that one of her coworkers is using these designer drugs to thwart the drug tests at work. So there's got to be drugs out there that people don't know about, the employers that their people are doing. What's going on here?
So there's a lot of different designer drugs that are being used recreationally. And we believe that when people use these designer drugs, they're chasing some kind of euphoria. This is not true of all people that use the drugs. Some people use drugs for energy levels. And so some of these drugs are bath salts fall into one of these drugs because they increase dopamine and noradrenaline in the brain. And so they are in the same category of drugs like cocaine, crack, amphetamines, methamphetamines. And bath salts is a modification of a sort of amphetamine.
Now, there are other amphetamines that are very legal that I believe have a key ingredient to workplace unsettlement, you know, discord. Caffeine and sugar. They juice everybody up. People run on that stuff. They don't realize that it's a drug.
They are stimulants, and they are part of that same group. caffeine. Actually, nicotine is another one that is a huge stimulant.
Yeah, but they have to go outside to do that.
That's fine. They get more breaks. They all increase dopamine and noradrenaline, but some are more dangerous than others, and some are detected in the urine and in the blood in normal tests, and some are not.
So then the most important thing is to understand your work environment and, I guess, rely on coworkers to notice behavior changes that would be unusual, that would signal somebody might have a problem.
Yes. I think an important, with the bath salts particularly, most drug screens do have amphetamine and methamphetamines. With the bath salts, since there is a modification of the molecule, it doesn't come out on the urine screens. Only two laboratories, the National one and Quest Laboratories, nationally do the bath salts, but it has to be specifically asked for. And they only detect 2 out of 15 bath salts.
And I'm sure that the people that have the two are working very, very hard to make sure that they can get to the tox screens too and change their molecular structure.
Right. And there is a lot of myths about, you know, making modifications to the drug screens and passing, in quotation, those drug screens. Some is, you know, some people drink vinegar.
A lot of water, whatever.
Vinegar, they drink vinegar and they acidify the pH in the urine. And so things like amphetamines are eliminated faster. They also say that the THC contained in cannabis is also eliminated faster with an acid urine. And so they sometimes can beat the screen, because it also depends when you collect the urine. So if they partied Friday and they collected Monday, they might not be there already.
Huh. Now, that actually brings up another topic. What if it's the boss? Where does the boss go? Is there a place where the boss can detox? Is there a place where the boss can go to make sure that they can stay at work and keep on going?
Functioning, yes. In the comfort of their own home and job.
Yeah, yeah. Or but still, you know, privately get the counseling they need, because if they stop, they ruin a bunch of families, not
just
theirs.
There are. One of the centers here in Miami locally is Miami Outpatient Detox. That it's done privately. It's in Brickell. You know, nobody sees you. The appointments are more than an hour so that you don't see anybody on the way out. Nobody sees you go in. It's very private. It gives you a support system and a concierge level of care where you have the physician available 24/7.
Well, I think we're going to invite you back to specifically talk about that topic, because that sounds like something that a lot of people I know need, a lot of people with a lot of momentum in their job, a lot of momentum in their life, a lot of high profile, a lot of pressure, maybe not the best way to deal with that pressure, and they don't know how to get out of their cycle of, cycle of abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Now, what is it that you generally do there? You work at the University of Miami Health Center. You work in their drug and alcohol abuse circumstances. Have you been seeing what happened on Miami Beach coming our way for a while? It seems to me like that poor gentleman that eventually needed to be subdued and shot by the police in order to prevent him from further mutilating the other victim. Mm-hmm. I think there were two victims here, the guy that got shot and the guy that got eaten.
Right.
Is this something that you're seeing more and more of? I think we just saw another guy say he was going to, you know, eat somebody or something. I mean, it sounds like, I don't want to say copycat and give anybody ideas, but what's going on out there?
I have been seeing an increase in the use of these designer drugs, whether it's been spice, which is not at all like bath salts. The spice is a synthetic cannabinoid that does not cause the same effects as cannabis.
Well, wait a minute now. Wait, so you're telling me that this is fake marijuana and that the street word is that it parallels marijuana, but that's not true.
Exactly. That is not true. The effects of the synthetic cannabinoid are actually psychosis and mania.
Something that would perhaps cause somebody to rip their clothes off, swing from a tree, and perhaps attack somebody and eat them alive.
Could be.
Wow.
It could be.
That's amazing.
We've never seen this kind of behavior before, but we do see it a lot with crack. Crack also increases the temperature And it dysregulates the autoregulation of temperature in the body, which can cause psychosis and abrupt agitated behavior.
Now, I'm an old man. What about ecstasy? What's that?
So ecstasy is also classified as an amphetamine. It has dopamine and noradrenaline, but also has serotonin, which is what makes you hallucinate. So it's a mixed kind of a drug. Ecstasy also comes in several forms. And the most pure form of ecstasy is called Molly. And Molly is a white powder that looks just like bath salts, looks just like cocaine. And it's a lot of times confused. So if they're partying, let's say in a disco bar, whatever, and they say, oh, I want some cocaine, and you see a line, you're not going to know if it's cocaine or Molly or MDMA, meaning Molly, or bath salt, or crystal meth, for that matter.
I was going to say, I don't know much, but I know crystal meth is white, too.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, so nobody, I mean, I never thought of that.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And is this any of the stuff that they dump in people's drinks? What's with that?
So part of it, the MDMA is...
That's the Molly thing you were talking about?
Yeah, the MDMA.
That's the date rape?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what it is.
Oh, my gosh.
And so it's also also called GHB.
Yeah, that's what I knew it by, is GHB.
GHB comes in a powder or comes in a colorless liquid.
So now...
Odorless, colorless.
Now people need to be alert. I guess I was just old. When I was around, all you had to worry about was AIDS. I mean, this is something somebody can kill you with within hours.
Yeah, you really don't know. And we also think that maybe the cocaine is being laced with bath salts and the patients are not knowing. The patients that come in for detox at University of Miami and Jackson Memorial Hospital, they're not knowing that they're getting the bath salts. They're coming in agitated, psychotic, hallucinating, and they're saying, I use cocaine. And when we test their urine... Me specifically, because I'm doing research with that, I find bath salts.
Wow, that's absolutely unbelievable. So it used to be that you had to be worried. I got to go back 20 years. They were the cocaine, you were worried that they had laxative or something in it, I guess, or baking powder, whatever looks like white powder. Now you're telling me that the white powder of choice is bath salts?
It's more and more in the substances, and it's very dangerous. We need to be more careful, and we need to really educate the society about the dangers of this drugs. Just because once you turn on the dopamine receptors, you might not be able to turn them off, and you could stay with psychosis or psychotic in a schizophrenic state.
Well, schizophrenic state is something very scary. I've seen people in the schizophrenic state. It's not a place to be, and if, you know, I just thought of it. The person that I know that had a schizophrenic break had stayed up for 2 days straight back in the day when they had those diet centers.
Amphetamines.
There you go. So that may have caused the person to have the psychotic break. Yes?
Could.
Oh, my
Could
God.
Be.
Well, Patricia Junquera, MD, I want to thank you for coming in and making fun of me on the way I pronounce your name.
Thank you, Jim.
I can't wait to have you back. I want to talk about that concierge thing you were talking about. That sounds like a lot of people we know in town need to have that. So, Patricia, if people want to get a hold of you, how do they find you?
I work at the University of Miami U Health, and the number to reach me is 305-243-4000.
We love our friends at U Health. Patricia Junquera, MD, psychiatrist who specializes in drug and alcohol abuse. We'll look forward to having you back on our show next week. So we can talk about these upscale solutions, because there's a lot of people that have a lot of problems. We'll be right back after this short break with our Positive Energy Minute with Lolly Green MSW and our wrap-up editorial.
I got a song I wrote called Feeling All Right. We're all 19 years old. This thing never stops.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. I'm looking for a few good partners. I invest equity with operating partners. If you have real estate transactions and need debt or equity, give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Retail, apartments, land, office, hotel, and healthcare. We are seeking operating partners in all product sectors and in locations throughout the southeastern United States. Again, call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
At the heart of medical breakthroughs are doctors who refuse to accept the status quo. There's one health system that supports their efforts like no other. providing an environment that encourages innovation and life-saving discoveries. That's why world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine practice here, literally transforming medicine as we know it. Our doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. And isn't that who you want taking care of you? We are U Health, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
Ask Dr. Franks about his executive reboot camp. Ask Dr. Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.askdrfranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Am I in the frame? Hey, this is Jim Freed, America. We are back with our final segment, and we're going to start it off with Lolly Green, MSW. Lolly Green, are you out there? Okay, we're talking about coaching in the workplace today, so bring it on, Lolly.
All right, well, first of all, the first kind of coaching we're all thinking about is for the Miami Heat tonight. The coach must be a nervous wreck.
Yeah, the coach must be a nervous wreck. I don't think so. I don't think that Spoelstra has a pulse. I think that he was picked for the job because he's actually cool, calm, and collected. That's why during his fourth quarter interview on a TV show last time, he said that everything will be okay in the fourth quarter. It wasn't, but at least the coach was calm. Now, if a team plays all types, they rely on their coaching staff to give them input. And what do you think? Is the coach important? It seems like it's a players' league in the NBA.
Well, but the coach is always relied upon for firing up the players, getting them to give their best efforts, do the things that they have to do in the most difficult moments. And even in the workplace, we have coaching going on, whether it's recognized as coaching or not, but it's there.
Now, it seems like coaching can make a difference in our lives all the time. Now, we all enjoy the spectator sports and watching the home team come together and bring a variety of the skill sets to the sport. Now, it seems to me that the biggest skill set they need to bring is teamwork.
Well, of course. Working with other people in the business atmosphere is one of the keys to having a successful result at the end of the day. And the people that are involved with one another rely on one another to bring whatever it is they each would give to that effort. So the coach, who's trying to put all this together, is trying to pull from each one the very best efforts that they have to give.
Now, Lolly, if people want to get in touch with you, how would they do that?
Well, my email is lgreen661@aol.com.
Okay. Well, Lolly Green, thank you as always for your positive energy moment, and we look forward to it again next week. We'll see you soon.
Very good.
You are the best. All right. Lolly Green, MSW, and now we're going to go into our editorial portion. I want to talk about the Miami Heat brain cramps because Lolly brought it up with the coaching. The Heat need to go out and play natural, just like you do in business. If you can't be natural and relaxed, you're not going to do well in business. You need to project the professionalism and the calmness that's required. You need to make sure that you do it in just the right way. And the other thing I want to talk about is the drugs in the workplace that we were talking about with Patricia. It's something very dangerous. It's something that is a problem for all of us. We all need to work carefully and together to make sure that our communities, our children, our coworkers, and yes, even our boss have the ability to come through and perform their best. And we need to make sure that we eliminate the stimulants that are in our workplace that cause people to have confrontations and problems with each other. It's just something we're going to have to do in the long term. I think we're going to be able to do it, and I think it's going to work out just fine. But we've got to do it together and get everything and everybody on the same page. I want to thank our sponsors, DataCorp, Associates in Business, Lolly Green MSW, Best Roofing. And that's right, Best Roofing will be back on the show talking about hurricane season next week. So make sure you're here for Greg Wallach and I talking about roofing next week and how to prepare for hurricane season. Social Media 305, cranking that out in the back. Dr. Victor Franks, he'll be back on the show real soon. He's getting it together and getting prepared for his boot camp and his reboot camp. We want to thank the UF Bergstrom Center and the Nation, Nathan Collier, MSRE. And I want to thank you, too. I want to send a thank you out to our listeners. Please go to our Facebook page and like our show and tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. At Jim Fried is our Twitter handle, or at Fried on Business is the show. Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, we're on them all. We've even got our website that gets thousands of hits each week. You make sure you go there and check out our old shows at www.freedombusiness. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.
Around with Jim. What out of South Alabama come a country boy? He said, I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy. But down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody said,